The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Tomorrow, Agad na Siúntan na Gael, a national protest for the Irish language, is taking place in Dublin. Chief among protesters' demands is more housing in the country's Gaeltacht areas. And our reporter James Wilson took a trip down to Cape Clear in Cork to find out about the impact of the housing crisis on our native language.
Sesiún Chóler Ilan Clara, an island off the West Cork coast and the most southerly of Ireland's Gaeltachtaí. On a warm evening in autumn, it is a pretty idyllic place to be. But like everywhere else in the world, it has its fair share of problems. And like almost every other community in Ireland, housing is right at the top of the list.
Yeah. Hi, Jen.
Hi, James.
Just who are caller each?
Just fresh in. Gurmach good shot. Skull Nashunta Ilan Clara. Yeah, Toshig, Daskalor, to Ga Shomri and Shah, and then Ga Kinella, Shis and Shin. My full name is Jenny Keevney. So I moved here to Cape Clear about nearly 2 years ago, so October 23. And I moved here originally to work in the school for a 6 week post, and still here nearly almost 2 years later.
And how do you find life on the island?
And I find, yeah, it's a lot slower paced life, but the community are great here, and it's quite a nice life, apart from the living arrangements, I suppose, is the main thing, the housing. From when I came here first in October, I was lucky the school arranged an apartment for me to move to. Basically, since then, I've moved 8 times in the 2 years since living here. So, as you can imagine, moving that many times, it's very unsettling. And it's for all the people here that move here, it's a common, you know, problem. There's zero full-time rentals. There's a couple of 10 months of the year rentals at the moment. But like that, you could be moving within the year as well.
And it's very expensive to buy as well, I take it.
It's expensive to buy. So there's a group of us called Tithe Chéara, which is Housing Cape, that we've created a group. There's about 10 of us in it and trying to put information out there about housing. And there's a man in that group and then a couple as well that are looking to buy, but there's nowhere to buy. And yeah, if there was somewhere to buy, I think it would be quite expensive. I think last year there was a house up for maybe 600,000, like over 500,000, but that's been since taken off the market. Within our group, we kind of, after researching the housing situation here, there's 50% of the houses on Cape are empty for at least 10 months of the year, just used as holiday homes for a couple of weeks in the summer. And there's at least 18 derelict houses that are, you know, owned by families that don't want to do anything with them or make use of the Croí Cónaithe grants and funding. As my friends have approached, like, many of them, and they've you know, refused to sell or do anything with them. So yeah, it's buying is kind of out of the question.
Down the pub on Cape Clear, you can still order your Pionta Agus Crispy as Gwelin. But for how much longer? If young locals can't afford to live in the Gaeltacht, how can Irish survive as a community language?
It's Misha Rory O'Donovan, August is Misha on Ufka Plan Alatanga or Ilan Clara. So my name is Rory O'Donovan and I'm the Irish Language Planning Officer on Cape Clear Island in West Cork. Tá lán rudí ar siúl ar Ilan Clara. There's lots of things going on Cape Clear in regards to housing at the moment. We're definitely feeling the pressure, same as all the other Gaeltacht regions. But it's not all doom and gloom. There's been about 15 people under the age of 50 moved to the island over the last year or two. And they're all either working in the Irish language or learning Irish or setting up small businesses where, you know, services or products are available through the Irish language. So that's major. There's 124 people resident on Cape Clear Island year-round. So the new addition of an extra 15 young folk since the census is like it's a really positive effect.
Long term, would the housing crisis be one of the most serious threats to the future of the Gaeltacht?
Yes, definitely. So I suppose there's 6 children enrolled on the school register. There was 3 enrolled last year. And if we lose the primary school on the island, that will be kind of like a death knell. One project that's underway at the moment is the cooperative on the island are renovating 4 houses in collaboration with local landlords using the Croí Cónaithe scheme and support that's available from the government to undertake the renovations. And the idea is that those 4 houses will be made available on long-term leases at a, you know, a low rental cost to new families. Once those are done, we'll move on to the next houses and keep going, keep the lights on. Tamid Anna Dochasuch, agus Tamid Higoberga Dean.
Naturally, Cape Clear is not the only Gaeltacht with a housing problem. On Saturday, Conrad Aguelga has organised a march for language rights, with the housing crisis high on the agenda. Matthew De Hall from the Gaeltacht housing organisation Banu explains why he plans on being there.
The march is of great significance because if you look at the history of any advancements in Irish language rights or the provision of services, they have all come after a struggle. The land that was granted from Rockcairn and Meath came off the back of campaigns by Much and the Gaeltachta for people who were basically living on land that couldn't support them. Radio and the Gaeltachta and TG Carr came off pirate broadcasts, direct action, people refusing to pay their television licence. And we have to make it very clear to the government that they have to make good on their promises in the programme for government, one of which again being that they see a role for Udras na Gaeltachta in the provision of housing. So we have a very clear idea of what we would like that role to be. We want Udras na Gaeltachta to set up an approved housing body to be able to draw funds and to use the land that they have or to buy more land and to provide housing. That's what we see and that's how we envision it. Very much of our emphasis has always been we're not about keeping people out, but we want to keep people in. So, I mean, we don't mind people coming from outside. And one of the greatest things about the community in which I live is that, you know, if a kid grows up in the area, even if the parents don't speak Irish, we will make an Irish speaker out of them. We will welcome them in. We will give them the supports when they're at school and they will have the language. So we're very adept at helping people adapt and help people assimilate into our culture. But if we can't retain the native speakers, if we can't retain the native community, there is no business.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.